This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hey guys, we have an awesome episode. Before we get into it, tonight, December 13th, I am going to be doing a half hour set at the Fat Black Pussycat. That's a half hour set at the Fat Black Pussycat at 8:30 tonight, December 13th in New York City. I'd love to have you there with some friends. Come out. Myself, Nimesh Patel, Lisa Traeger, we'll all be on the show. It'll be a lot of fun. 8:30 tonight at the Fat Black Pussycat. Also, great episode today. So much fun. We got a guy with a super hot girl at the gym and another guy who's going abroad, but he's leaving behind his girlfriend. Check it out. Share it with friends. Enjoy. J-Train Podcast. This is J-Train, Jared Freed, coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side. Stand Up New York Labs are here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. I say it every episode. I'm going to say it again. Let me go into the closet. Creak! Is that how a closet sounds when it opens?
That's how mine sounds.
Sounds, yeah. Creak! Yeah. Let me get out that 12-foot feather. Okay, I got a big feather. I'm waving it around in the air. You can imagine it. You can see it. It's like a big. It's so big. It's like a palm.
Yeah.
On a palm tree. And now I'm reaching into the mic, and the mic into the mic, and I'm putting the feather through. And I need you to put your balls, listener, male or female, put your male or female balls up against your headphones. That's me feathering your nuts. Okay? Thank you for listening.
Why did I feel so
thank
calm?
You. Thank you for telling a friend. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And now I'm going to hand the feather to you, and I need you to feather my nuts. I need you to tell one friend. I need you to go on iTunes and rate us and comment and do whatever you can to sing the gospel of Papa JT. Tell a friend, tell a sister, a brother, a mother, a father, and a sister, a cousin, anybody to listen and get involved. We keep growing every week, and it's so cool to see. And I'm super excited every time I get your Snapchats. Fucking awesome. And last episode, we did the solo episode. I got so much great feedback. I got a lot of people, you know, a lot. I'd say the reviews on the solo podcast were like, for every 10 people that liked it, there was one person like, eh. So, which is fine. I totally get that. And so for some, it was very much a turn down the lights and let me, you know, hold on to your anus for an hour. You know, like I'm just going to like, you know, it was very light and down. So I appreciate the feedback. And I think you guys, we'll sprinkle them in every now and again. I think it's a good move, but we, you know, not every time. JTrain56 on Snapchat. I love getting your snaps of where you're listening and how you're listening. I love when it's a big group of people listening together, like a community.
Can I tell you something, by the way?
Yeah.
Off the top of the show, when you're not, if you don't have a bad hangover or whatever, get a long hang time on that hello.
That was a big hello. Wow. That was my biggest, I think, to date. I think that
it's
was
pretty close. That was like 13 seconds, yeah.
I didn't really drink so much this weekend. I feel good. I'm feeling healthy. I did some good working out last week. I just went to the gym before. So I feel like I'm really, you know, ready for today. And I'm ready for today's guest. I'm very excited to have him here. Super funny comic. Fantastic. Brendan Fitzgibbons, thank you for coming on.
I'm going to do the opposite. Hello.
a short one. I like it.
Hello.
Dude, it's good to have you.
Great being here, man. Thank you so much.
It's Brendan's all over the place. He's got you're on Twitter at Brendan_Fitz.
Oh, yeah.
And you got a web series on ComedyCentral.com called Alternatino.
Alternatino.
What is the... give me the one... The sales on that. Like, give me the 1 minute
review.
Do you
watch Broad City?
Broad City?
Yes.
I've watched it before. Very funny. So
Lana's... gay roommate is this guy named Arturo Castro.
Okay.
And we're like, he's my writing partner. And so he has a Latin-based sketch show on ComedyCentral.com, and I play the token white man in most of the sketches.
Great.
My name's usually Kevin.
Kevin. Kevin's the white guy
it's
go-to.
It's usually like, look at how dumb fucking Kevin is.
Yeah. We were talking about names before we went on, and I was saying how Brendan is one of those names that I flub.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if it's Brandon or Brendan or Brendone or we said Braden.
Yeah, we said Braden, but then I had to put down some Frisbees, bro.
Yeah.
Fucking name. I ain't no Braden, bro.
Yeah, Braden's a rough one. If
I draw
Braden
the line
there,
at Braden, dude. That's where I got to say, no, man, I walk away from this shit.
I assume so much about a Braden's parents.
Yeah.
You know, like what they're all about.
I assume Braden's pubes are braided.
Braided pubes?
Braided pubes from Braden.
What a weird moment that would be if you did braid your pubes.
Someone has to.
How long it would take over the toilet.
I mean, oh,
it's
my God.
That's grosser than watching someone masturbate out
there. Yeah, it's disgusting, dude. Especially if your name's Braden.
Braden. Yo, I'm Braden. Just braiding my pubes. Just getting into it.
Braden.
Well, all of you guys got to go check out Brendan Fitzgibbons. He's fantastic.
Thanks,
super
man.
Funny. At Brendan_Fitz.
Yes.
And are you ready to do the emails?
I am stoked.
And you're from Chicago, right?
I'm from Chicago, man.
Chicago.
Can I say what I like about you and your vibe is that I feel like a fellow bro.
Yeah,
like in the scene, there's not a lot of bros, the New York comedy scene.
Well, you know what's interesting?
And I like that you are. Like, I feel comfortable around you.
I don't like the idea that this word bro has been vilified.
I agree, yeah, for sure.
It's such a weird thing because, you know, we talk about it a lot in this podcast. Like, I mean, a couple episodes ago about how, like, you can write a tweet that you know will get a reaction.
Yes.
So you're like, look at this bro doing this. And it's like, you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
And I see so many things where like people are just like, fuck that bro doing, like having a good time. Like SantaCon was last weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And it's so easy to sit there in your ivory tower. Oh, look at all these bros getting drunk and dancing in Santa suits. That sounds like the best. Like, I don't know why that has to be a bro thing. That can't be an everybody thing. Bro is the... I've said this before, and this is confrontation. I've said this before. It's the white dude N-word.
Yeah, I was wondering if you're going to go there. You did.
I am, because listen, if you think about it, it's only used amongst its people.
That's funny.
And at its people.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, look at those fucking bros, you know?
Yeah.
You could put in the N-word there... You could. I'm not.
I'm not going to.
I'm not
going to
go
there. I'm wearing a scarf.
Yeah. He is wearing a scarf, people. Tied tightly. But I'm saying, I. You could say, or you'd be like, what up, bro?
Yeah.
In the same way.
Oh, it's my bro.
It's just been weird.
Hey, it's my bro.
That's a bro. It's weird how words change.
Well, I want you to know, man, that you're my bro.
I appreciate it. Totes preach, buddy. I'm happy to have a fellow bro here, especially. Man. Yeah, in the comedy scene, it's funny that it's just such a weird thing that people are, the most accepting people are also the least accepting.
It's just funny because it's like, yeah, it's almost like there's none of us. And it's like, that we're almost like that's a villain in some way.
It's so funny though, too. Like you have a lot of women now that are doing, like, it's really funny to me. You have a lot of these women now that are like, fuck these fucking bro, asshole, white dudes. And then I'll look and I'm like, didn't you and I grow up across the street? like, I don't think your house was bigger than mine. What struggle were you at? Where did this struggle come from? Everyone just wants struggle. Everyone's dressing themselves
in
all
this
shit. So I'll own it. Whatever.
Yeah, man.
Fuck you.
Hell yeah.
Let's go to the emails. Woo! You guys can send in anything you want. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. 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 Here with Brendan Fitzgibbons.
Yes.
@Brendan_Fitz on Twitter. Go follow him. Go support him. Let's do it. Let's do this one. This is an emergency. I like that email.
Already, <it's great. laughs>
This is an emergency in all caps. Jared, there's no time for nut feathering or cute nicknames. I subscribe to Harry, so I think I've filled my scrote tickling quota for the year. For about a year now, my friends and I have gotten really into working out and have been going to the gym every single day. Yeah. For the past couple weeks, every time we've gone to the gym, the absolute hottest girl I've ever seen has been there. We're talking solid 99 question mark. We have a rating system here on the podcast. Guys or girls can use it. Face, it's the area code method. Face, body, personality.
999.
Okay. 99 question mark. He doesn't matter yet.
Oh, personality.
So it doesn't know that. I am normally super reluctant to give anyone above 777. You know what's funny? There, anytime you get into this rating game, there's always one dude who like holds on to the pride of not going above. Like
I'm not doing a 10.
Yo, I've never even seen a 10. I had buddies that had a different rating method in college. Theirs was like some sort of binary bullshit. And they like their rating system, they're like, that's like a point. They would do it out of one. So like there was like a 0 to 1. They're like, that's a 0.6. And I'd be like, they were like, well, I've never even seen a 0.9. It's like, dude, get over your fucking self.
Also, that is just a 6. You're just doing it based on 10 differently.
It's just weird, this like pride. How did you, do you ever do the rating thing?
I think we always would do just 1 to 10. I think that's usually the most basic, easiest thing to do. Like, and I was usually like, that's a 10.
That's the thing, I don't understand.
I was a very liberal 10 giver. I still am, bro.
I've always, yeah, me too. I'd always think,
I'll throw it around. I don't give a shit.
Dude, that dude, I would always think that they like got, I would always think of the guy who would like, stuck to the, listen, man, you want to get on my rating scale, it's a tougher class, man. I'm the hard teacher. I'm the teacher no one wants to get before the semester. People switch out of my class. Chicks are switching out of my class during syllabus week. They see that syllabus, they're like, oh, I can't get a 9 in his class.
Oh, man, it's too hard.
You always have that guy. I always think that that guy's just got a weird sexual proclivities.
Also, here's a question. When will that rating system ever end? Will he still be 85 and being like, yeah, you see Callie over at the retirement home, Lisa.
Yeah, they always end up married, and like those dudes that hold to their numbers always marry. Oh, yeah. They always just marry the most plain looking girl. I think they're just afraid of having a diverse taste.
Okay.
Is why they hold to that number. It's always like, I never go above a 6, but here's Jane that is, you know, nothing. I don't know. Basically, at the gym, she's turned into a legend. Every time she walks in, all the guys and girls freeze as if they just saw the last unicorn. The last unicorn of the many. Seriously, she's so far out of anyone's league that none of us possibly even thought about a way to get with her. Last night, however, something miraculous happened. My squad and I were at a party, and for some reason, I decided to be the most fun guy in the world. Tonight, I'm going to be the most fun guy in the world. I showed up in a ridiculous bow tie and suspenders and became the life of the party, which is totally unlike me. Throughout the party, people kept flocking to me and shotgunning beers. I love that just putting on a bow tie and suspenders, I guess I'm fun now.
That's it.
That's all it took.
One time I faked that I knew a magic trick and I didn't. Just to talk to people.
You're just like,
I was like, hey man, you guys want to see a magic trick? And it was like the shittiest fake trick ever, but it was like,
and it got you in.
It got me in, dude. That's one of the best nights of my life.
People don't remember the first thing you say to them.
They don't care.
It's the last thing.
Yeah, they don't care, man.
So became the way I showed up. Throughout the party, people kept flocking to me and shotgunning beers and making me do shots. Seriously, the coolest I've ever been. At some point, the unicorn showed up and came into the crowd and started talking to me.
Oh.
Immediately, the crowd dispersed to let the best moment ever commence, and somehow my drunk ass managed to get her phone number.
Oh, man.
Now I don't know what to do. Help. What is the next move here? She actually seems really interested in me. She's ridiculously out of my league. I'm completely at a loss here as to what to do on a first date or even how to keep the text and snap game strong. If you could help me, I would be so grateful. Honestly, I don't even care if it makes it on the podcast. Please help me. What do you think? He's got this hot unicorn bitch from the gym. He's got the number.
I mean, first of all, I feel like you're already in a really good place, dude. If you already have the number, she's talked to you. Like, first of all, man, be proud. Second of all, put the boner away. All right, bro. Tuck it in.
You ever gone with a girl where you're like, I can't believe I'm next to this girl?
I have definitely been out with girls where people have said to me like, yo, man, I don't know why she's with you.
Yeah.
And then people are always very cool with just saying that. It's always a sobering conversation.
Yeah,
but why is it always just so easy to say that with dudes? I feel like I always say to dudes like, hey, man, you do not deserve her. I've seen stand-ups fucking do that to people in the crowd. Yeah. They're like, yo, you're with this piece of shit? And meanwhile, the guy's entire world is crushed internally.
The guy just paid to go to your show, and you're going to tell him he's not hot enough for his girlfriend.
Oh, she's going
to
dump you, dude, for sure. You're fucked.
Yeah. It's a good way to start your set, buddy. No, I know what you mean. It's funny. I've been in that situation where I've been with a girl where I'm like, where people are like, so you're the gay friend, right? You know, like, they're like, how did you end up here?
How did it happen?
I think what you're saying, put the boner away, is the best advice this guy can get. Like, you're in. The problem he has, he has this one night. Everyone has that night where you're just on.
Yeah, dude.
And it's tough to stack up to that night all the time.
Yeah.
So the problem he has is that his on night is when he got the girl's number.
Which is pretty great.
Which is great, but at the same time, he's like, fuck, I've never been this on in my life. How am I going to do this again?
I only have one pair of suspenders. Yeah. That's it, dude. I can't.
I don't have any money to buy all these bow ties.
I can't keep doing with the fucking bow ties.
Yeah, how am I going to do this? So, like, to me, it's already over. He's got you know that episode of Seinfeld where George does the opposite?
Yes.
I think that's what this guy's going to do.
I love that.
Every instinct he has is wrong, and he needs to do the opposite. I think he needs to go against every fiber of his body and just throw shit against the wall. Because right now, he, with the hot unicorn, with the number, you got it when you acted as if, when you go to a casino, you gamble ever?
Yeah.
When you play blackjack, okay, and you win like a huge double down,
yeah,
like you're on a roll, and then you put in your pocket the money you started with,
yeah.
Like if let's say you sit down with $100, then you win another $100, so you put that $100 in your pocket. Now you got the cream. You're playing with the cream.
Oh man, yeah.
So now you start getting a little loose, right?
Yeah, fun, man.
You're double downing on nines to a six instead of a ten. You know, you're throwing money on the table that maybe you wouldn't necessarily have done. That's what this guy's gonna do. He's playing with house money. He's got the number of a chick that is way, he knows is out of his league, but now he did it in a crazy fashion. He has to keep playing crazy.
Can I have a suggestion for you, man? Next time you see her, dress as a caddy.
Every time it's a different,
Different absurd outfit.
Absurd outfits.
But I'm saying you got to start sending, like, I would be like, yo, I'm high. I would just do things that are a little bit out of my zone. So send her a text, be like, yo, I'm at a bar throwing high kicks around. Where you at? Do you know what I mean? Like, that's my, like, just like say crazy shit. He has an opportunity right now to play the part that she saw him with as the first time.
Also, you got to be careful about putting somebody on too high of a pedestal, too, because then if you do that, then it's like you're going to put a lot of pressure on yourself.
That's the thing. If she's as hot as he says she is, which I trust that she is.
I'm sure she is.
She's been treated so weirdly by guys.
Yeah.
So she gets guys that are like doing what he's about to do. You're so beautiful. No. You got to come in there, big dick swinging, and she's got to be, you got to say such crazy shit, like be so fun and treat her as if it's just your wacky buddy.
Yeah.
And she will come to you because she'll be like, I don't know what's with this guy, but I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah.
Because every guy comes up to her and is like, I love your yoga pants. Uh-oh, and then splooges in their pants. Do you know what I mean?
I've done that several times.
I've done that too, but I'm saying, like, right now, the reason she's intrigued is because he treated her.
Yeah.
I mean, as crazy as this is to say, you treat her like a human instead of some unicorn that doesn't exist.
Yeah, man.
In that one moment where you were with the suspenders and doing shots, she saw someone that was acting honestly.
Yeah.
And she, and we do this with, like, and this is why I really don't want to have a hot daughter, like, you don't want to have a daughter that's so hot that people treat her like she's not a person just like you or I. You know, they're hot girls are treated, and guys too, are treated as famous people.
Yeah, that's very true.
You know, so like this girl has been treated as like, you know, has had the paparazzi looking at her every day, except they don't have cameras, so it's even weirder.
It's Instagram. Yeah.
So for him, you need to start throwing weird shit at her, be like, hey, I'm going out on a Tuesday, and I'm going to let it rip tonight, and I'm not wearing my bow tie.
Yeah. And also, I can do a Cutco Knives presentation for you. There's so many things I can do.
Cutco Knives presentation? Yeah, I'm selling knives.
And I'm selling knives. I totally agree, man. I think that also—
She's gonna start saying, what is with this guy? I got to see more.
Also, keep in mind, man, that she also does have flaws. You might not see them, but she does, dude.
She's got her own shit. Everyone's got their own shit.
Just try to just keep that in mind.
So, you know, everyone's got their own shit.
And well, and by the way, when you go out with this girl, if she really is this, like, basically perfect chick, you got to create an environment where it's like you two with your own private joke against the world. Because there's going to be other guys trying to get with her no matter where you go.
And the other thing is just like being like, you got it with a girl like this, it's more I'm me
Yeah.
This is the bus I drive. If you want in, you're in. If not, you know, it's okay.
I have more bow ties.
I got more bow ties. I'll figure it out. Yeah. I just... You you can't put this person on a pedestal.
Yeah, fuck that's that,
man. And also that doesn't mean like the other side of this. And don't take this advice this way, because there's a lot of guys who are like, yeah, you gotta treat her like shit.
Yeah,
so she knows that she's not fucking just getting shit. No, treat her great.
Yeah,
be fun, be awesome, be a gentleman. But at the same time, don't sit there and be like, well, what if I say the wrong thing? No, yeah. Whatever you say is right. Whatever you say and how you say it, you know, is the right way, because it's how you are.
Right.
And oh, you can't really change that. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Listen, the holiday are here, and you can go to Harry's.com because they're sponsoring the JTrain Podcast. Listen, you got to find, it's really hard to find the right gift. That's the thing. People don't know what to get people. You don't know what to do. How, it's really like, and especially this time of year, you start to say, like this chick, where it's like you put things on a pedestal, you're like, well, this won't be good enough. People are just happy to be thought of, you know? And I think Harry's is the perfect gift.
Yep.
Perfect. And they, listen, I'll say this, they sold out of the holiday gift set that we talked about a couple episodes earlier. The Midnight Blue one, you can't get those anymore. And that is thanks to you, the listener. A lot of you guys got involved. Harry's very happy with the JTrain Podcast fans. Everyone's buying it. And if you haven't already, you got to get involved. I love Harry's because, listen, it's a comfortable blade. It gets close, and it comes right to your door. You don't have to go to the place and, oh, fuck, I forgot all these, you know, get the blades. I forgot to get the handle. This comes right to you, and they got great lotions and shave stuff. It's great. And it's a really good gift because everyone needs to shave, male or female. Everyone's shaving.
Yes.
Go get it. And it's something that people are like, you know what? I like having a nice looking razor. I like looking like American Psycho, you know, with the razor. And you can put your initials. And so if you haven't heard of them before, Harry's was started by two best friends, Jeff and Andy, who were fed up with overpriced, with being overcharged for razors. So they started their own razor company to give people what they deserve, a great shave at a fair price. This holiday, Harry's has a ready-to-gift shave sets at all different price points, starting at just $15. All come with a razor handle of your choice, shaving cream, replacement blades, and a travel cover. Their Winston set includes an engravable chrome handle if you want to add a personalized touch. Listen, people, that's a gift. That's a fun gift because it's cheap, it's personal, and you've thought of someone.
It's inexpensive. Harry's ain't cheap.
No, it's not a cheap. That's correct, man.
I also want to say that I used to use, before Harry's, I used Cutco knives. And can I just say that, man, what an upgrade.
You're like Vin Diesel in the woods. I'm just saying, like, listen, the Winston, that's a great gift because it's affordable and it gets the job done. And you know what? You know what's the best part of getting someone a gift? It being done.
Yes.
Do it now.
Oh, my God, yes.
Nothing better. Cross it off the list.
Cross it
As
off,
a special
baby.
Offer for fans of the show, we've partnered with Harry's to give you $5 off your order when you enter code JTRAIN at checkout. That's JTRAIN at checkout. That's JTRAIN at checkout. Listen, ground shipping for the holidays holidays ends December 16th. Oh, shit. It's coming up, people. December 16th. So act now. Go to harrys.com right now. Get a holiday shave set. And don't forget to enter code JTRAIN at checkout for $5 off. That's harrys.com, code JTRAIN. Harrys.com, code JTRAIN. Harrys.com, code JTRAIN. You get $5 off. They have a set for $15. That's a $10 gift.
Ooh.
And you're done. Get it done. Boom. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Brendan Fitzgibbons.
Yes.
At Brendan_Fitz on Twitter. Go check him out. Support him. Super funny. Magic to meeting online. Hey there, J-Date. I recently got out of a 4-year relationship. I met her before Tinder, Bumble, etc. really took off. Sadly, it didn't work out. But I always thought we had the romantic magic because we started out as friends and it progressed in a relationship.
Yeah.
Now, I'm trying the online dating scene, but the pure notion of meeting this person online feels like a very anticlimactic how did you two meet story. I currently hook up with a girl I met online, which is cool, but I always feel like I feel I'll always have a qualm about how we met. Do you personally think you can find a romantic spark with someone you met online?
Wow, that's a really good question. Yeah.
What do you think of this? Have you been on the
So app? I actually come from a similar place, man. I've been in a relationship before online totally took off. So
yeah.
But there is a part of me that's intrigued by the whole thing. Like, what
it's intriguing, the idea. I mean, everyone in a relationship thinks,
yes,
oh, everyone's just fucking all the time,
yes,
and we're just never stop coming. But that's not really the reality. I mean, you can, you know, yes, everyone has a story of how, a great story, but that's in the bundle of hay. That's a needle in the bundle of hay, okay, of misery.
Is the hay jizz, or what's the hay?
The hay is pubic hair that you don't shave because no one's seen your penis for 2 months. And I hear what this guy's saying. Like, we all don't want to be basic.
Yes.
But you don't want to hang out with someone who's not basic.
Yes.
Like, you know what, yeah, I mean? Yeah, like, yeah, like, I don't want to hang with a dude that's like, oh, I don't go online, I don't watch any TV,
yeah,
and I drink only coffee that comes from the mountains of the Caramel region. You, yeah, know, like, fuck that dude. That's a not basic dude.
That's a
but
dude.
At the same time, that's a dude I don't fucking want to hang with.
Right.
So, like, we all, you know.
Sounds like a real Braden.
It's a real fucking Braden. But that's why it's basic. It's because it's easy and natural, right, and that's what it's.
Also, I want to say, I think the stigma is going away about the meet online thing. I think it's much more acceptable, well, than when it started.
Here's what I'll say to this guy. The online dating experience, is the problem with it is that you can paint by numbers.
Yeah.
So if you're going online and you're swiping, getting a match, hey, how was your weekend? Oh, how was your weekend? It was good. What do you do? What do you do? What part of town do you live in? What's, yeah, your major? What do you, you know, those are the questions that make this process less romantic.
Yeah.
And not fun. So to anyone out there online, I think of it, I'm going back to the gambling analogy. You're playing with found money. These people, who you, the problem is when you match with someone, you're like, you get two steps ahead based on the images you create in your own mind. Because,
right,
you look at the pictures, you say, oh, this is my type. And then you kind of, you know, do a little stalking. Oh, they do this. They're, mm, in this group. We have these friends in common. So you start putting the numbers together before they have to be put together. My advice to anyone on those things, say some wild shit,
yeah,
that's not offensive.
Yes.
Go out, like a girl, if you're a girl in there and you see someone's picture, make the questions you do about their pictures.
That's
fine. Make it about things that you're into. Don't feel that you, if your only thing to say about their profile is, hey, what's up? Maybe that's not a person that you really have anything,
right,
to say to anything to. And also, it's not going to work with everybody.
Yes.
So when you say, hey, I like that shirt you're wearing in that picture, that's a little off and different. But if that person can't come with something interesting back, where like you've given them the opening, the hole is,
yes,
open for them to run through. If they can't run through it with, I bought it on this and this birthday with this friend, like if they can't go into a story that's a little bit more nuanced,
yeah,
then maybe that's not the person you want to talk to on, you know, online dating. And it's okay on these things, and this is going to be something that girls will be like, my word, but it's okay to just fucking say, fuck this conversation and leave it.
Yes.
You can leave the conversation. That's the thing, what I'm saying is you're playing with this, we live in this era where we are lucky enough to be with the technology that can let something like this exist.
Right.
Play with it.
Yeah.
Don't be confined to these conversations, because you do get, what happens is you do get confined to, well, I live on this area of town and I do this for my work and Saturday going with friends. You know, like, and that's why I think a lot of people right now are getting fed up with the online swiping apps, is because they are the same thing every time. And what people are, and I see it with a lot of friends, we're afraid to go a little off kilter because, like, what will that person think of you?
Yeah.
If that's how you are, then that's who you are. Don't be afraid to say the person that you are.
I read Aziz's book. It's called Modern Romance.
I've stayed away because, for two reasons on that book.
Okay.
I have very specific reasons why I did. And okay, people say it to me all the time because a lot of my act, they're, you know, they're similar.
Yeah.
I've never read it, but I know that they dive into subjects that we talk about on this podcast.
Yeah.
One reason I didn't read it, because I don't think he wrote it. Just do your research.
Shots fired.
Not shotting fires, but also second reason, Aziz, I'm sorry, but you've been famous for all
that is true
of modern dating.
Yeah.
You've been famous,
since he was 23.
Since he's been 23, before modern,
yes,
dating has existed. So don't tell me you're living in the same dating world that I'm living in.
That's true, man.
So this is the reason, but this is my, I'm sure it's a great book. It sold, you know, he made $10 million for the forward, you know, in advance of it coming out. So, you know, that's good for him. And I've heard other people, everyone's had nice things to say, but I'm saying, don't tell me that you're living in the same dating world of nobody me.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't say that I'm living the same dating world as someone in, you know, that it has even less following than I do. You know, so like, I'm saying that I've grown up with this. When I was in college, Facebook just existed.
Yeah.
Then I got out. People started doing online dating a little bit. Then I started a couple years after that. You have Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. And then you have all the swipe apps. You know, I'm living through this. So it's hard for me to, but go on to the book.
No, what I was going to say was it actually goes along with what you're saying. He said that like people responded to funny different messages. Girls hate it when you have bad punctuation and think it's a sign of that you're like a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
And he said the major thing, the biggest complaint that people had about online dating is it took too long to meet.
Well,
so it's like get to the meetup or bounce. It's kind of like what you said.
Well, it's that helicopter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It just gets too long.
And the reason, so this is me in the helicopter above. Hello! trying to see your boobs.
Coffee? No,
anytime someone hovers, that means as a guy, I'll tell you why people don't meet up.
Because he's fucking creepy.
Let me tell you something that Z's won't tell you.
Because it's usually creepy as fuck.
Because I'm trying to see your tits real quick. I'm in this helicopter. You hear me in the helicopter?
Yeah. It sounds broken. There you go.
So I'm in the helicopter and I'm looking down. A chick that I met on Instagram or on Snapchat or on Bumble. And what I'm doing is I'm saying, hey, how you doing down there? Yeah, we should probably go out sometime. And all I'm doing is hovering above waiting for her to be like, why don't we just get drinks late night? Okay, I'll be down. So that's why guys don't set up a date. There's the answer.
That's funny.
But it's the truth. Anytime I'm hovering and I'm not meeting up, it's because I want the in. I want to see the hole open up for us to do a quick hookup.
And you just want to just go in and get back up there like SWAT team style.
Yeah, back in that plane, man. Quick, and then man. We'll see. Here
this
to
is
bonus,
Vietnam. I can't stay down here. J-train, the goddamn Vietnam.
JTrainPodcast @gmail.com. JTrainPodcast @gmail.com. We got another sponsor. This one is, they love us. Harry's likes us too, but the Books loves us.
The Books.
Loves us because you, the listener, has gotten involved with Books. And listen, let me just tell you about what they do, okay? They are simple ordering, transparent pricing, no endless upsells, no additional care, no handling fees, no bait and switch products. It's cut fresh and they source from sustainable, eco-friendly farms. Books are a better value. Flowers last longer. We have farms located on volcanoes in Ecuador, in Ecuador, amongst the hills of Colombia and along the California coast, like farm-to-table food. Well, you'll love our farm-to-table flowers. So listen, guys, none of that, all that stuff is great. You're getting a good product. What they're saying is we have a great product. What I'm saying to you is that there's two things. You send those flowers to mom on a random day, she's going to slip you 100 the next time you see you live, okay? No questions asked. The second thing, there's nothing worse as a guy. You know what feels weird when you buy flowers for a girl and you got to walk with the flowers like it's 1952?
Oh, yeah.
And you're sitting, you look like the fucking douche of all douches. I'm getting these flowers and I'm going to bring them to my girlfriend. Books will deliver them for you. Let the Books look like the 1952 loser.
Books,
you're sitting at home petting your cat, hanging out.
I didn't know you had a cat.
In the fuck dome.
I know that cats hung out in the fuck dome.
But no, you and your cat, all you're right. Petting it in the fuck dome.
Got it.
While 1952 loser is delivering your flowers for you. They get to the door, the girl looks at it. Oh my God, these flowers are from the fuck dome.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. So listen, they're convenient, happiness guaranteed. They stand behind their product, responsible. They're green, socially responsible. Their farms are here to have responsible labor practice. It's all good. Our fresh cut flowers, thebooks.com, delivers to all 50 states. Need something last minute? We offer the net with next day and same day delivery, branded upscale packaging with no card and craft paper. So this is all done for you.
Hell yeah.
Listen, here's the deal. Free delivery on weekdays when you register at Books.com. That's free delivery on weekdays when you register at Books.com. Farm fresh, Books.com/JTrain. You're going to get free delivery on weekdays when you register at Books.com. And now you're going to go to our special page. They gave us a special page because you guys got so into this. That's Books.com/JTrain. Books.com/JTrain to get your special JTrain podcast deal. Books.com/JTrain to get your special Books deal. Books.com/JTrain. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Brendan Fitzgibbons at Brendan_Fitz on Twitter. Go find him, support him, go watch his Comedy Central sketch, ComedyCentral.com.
Series, yeah.
What's it called?
Alternatino.
Alternatino. Two kids, but the sex is good. J-Train, been listening to the podcast since your extra long Thanksgiving episode last year, and I've been a huge fan ever since. So I'm less than a few months away from graduation. I recently met a girl. Everything has been going great so far. We really hit it off. Not to mention the sex is absolutely bonkers. Thing is, she's already gone through a divorce and has two kids from that marriage. Uh-huh. Should I let this affect the way I feel about her? Ooh.
How old is she?
Well, he's just graduating. She's got two kids already. What do you think? You ever dated someone with kids?
I have not, man. I feel like that's an undertaking. But hey, dude, he did use the word bonkers, so that's pretty fucking big time.
I think it's a tough thing to ignore when someone has kids. Like, you just can't. You know, that's the situation. It's raining out, okay? I'm letting you know, bring an umbrella. You know, like,
can I just say I'm glad right now you're not using another casino analogy? Because I was worried you're going to have a gambling problem.
Listen, if you stay on 16, you're never going to win. You got to hit on 16. If you don't, if I'm going to give one piece of advice, hit 16 to a 10, you idiots. Okay. Listen, it's something to ignore, but at the same time, the girl is the girl.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you like the girl,
yeah.
I think you should care about the sex as much as you care about the kids.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
How about that?
Like, it matters, but it shouldn't be the only thing that pushes you into or out of a relationship.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The kids matter and the sex matters, but it shouldn't be, well, I'm here because the sex is great.
Yeah.
That's going to run out. I'm here because I like the kids. That's going to run out.
Right.
You know, you still have to be with the person.
Yeah.
So the person has to trump, but also understand that if you get serious with her, there's way more trust she needs to have in you than you do in her.
For sure.
So if you get with someone that has kids, she has to trust the fuck out of you to introduce you to them.
Oh,
put them
God,
in your
yeah.
life. You know, you're, so you have to be realistic. You know what I mean? Like, and I think for this kid, think about where you are in life. Like, you are in life, oh, I got to graduate. Your life is about to change. Your change in life, you have to think about those kids. And if you get introduced to them, you can't just be like, well, I'm miserable because I don't have a job and I'm looking for a job. So I'm going to dump this chick. Yeah, but you just dumped two kids that you had to meet too.
Yeah, that's the whole deal.
So don't.
They're going to start calling you Unky Brad and shit.
Unky Braden.
Unky Braden.
Hey, Unky Braden. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Going abroad with girlfriends still at school.
Oh, I did this.
You did this?
Oh.
Where'd you go abroad?
Bad move.
To go abroad?
No.
Where'd you go
going
to school?
Abroad, the best move. University of Iowa.
Oh, you went to Iowa?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Okay.
Big Ten, baby.
And you went?
To Vienna.
Vienna.
Except for, I would actually clarify, my girlfriend went to Rome in another program. That was also a bad idea.
So what happened?
Dude, you meet people. Like, you know what I mean? And you're in a magical place. It's
so
Europe.
Did you break up while you guys
people
were away?
People are playing violins around you.
I know. You can't.
I had a series of close calls, though, and I regret it. I love my girlfriend's great, but, like, at the time.
Were you guys still together?
We stayed together through the whole thing. Yeah.
You're still together now?
No.
No.
No, she's married
if
in
you
London.
Could go, if you could go. Oh, okay. So she found her.
Don't
European.
You want a time machine? I always want a time
if
machine.
If you could go in a time machine right now,
put
would
me
you,
in the time machine.
What would you do?
I would go back and just burn it all down.
Burn down Europe.
Just burn down Europe. Well, no, because you're
would
young,
you
man.
Would you break up with her before
I
you went
so,
away?
I think so, yeah. And sup, I think she would, too, if she was being honest.
Sup, Jay Sizzle. Best podcast out there by far. Keep doing you enough nut feathering. Let's get to the situation. Like many other college students, I'm studying abroad in Australia next semester. However, my girlfriend will be staying at school. We both go to the same Pac-12 school. The problem here is that we've been going out for about 3 months, and now I'm going abroad. She wants to avoid the girlfriend-boyfriend tag since I'll be away for a good 6 months. I have a few questions about this predicament. Since I'll be across the world, how should I handle this situation? How much should I keep in contact with her, and should it be in the form of phone calls, texts, or Snapchats? Do I tell her about all the fun stuff I'm doing, or will that just make her mad because I'm not there and because I'm there and she isn't? When I come back, how do I keep the relationship going as like it was before leaving?
So I would
what do you think of all those?
Definitely, my answer is no to all of it. And I think you should just go, leave it all behind, have the best time of your life.
Yeah.
Dude, this is going to be such a cool time for you, man.
Yeah, man, I totally agree.
I'm sorry. Like,
and listen.
I get where he's coming from, absolutely.
Yeah, because he's nervous. Yeah, he's not sure. Especially when you go abroad, you're nervous, like, what's going to happen? Yeah. How's it going to be?
I totally get it.
You want to hold on to the things at home because you're like, okay, those are the things that keep me sane.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm having a bad time, at least I know my home life is all set with a girlfriend and the house and the white picket fence. You know? So I hear where he's coming from. I think she's offered him the best out.
I know,
the
dude. You're so lucky you have an out.
Yeah, she's saying, I don't want to be a label. I don't want to like do anything. Like, if I'm him, you go, you say to her, like, you keep doing what you're doing now, and then you go away and you say to her, listen, I'm excited for the semester. I want you to have fun. We'll see what happens when I'm back.
Oh my God. And dude, that will save you so much stress. You're gonna be in Australia, the time change.
Yeah.
You're gonna be like, what time is it there? I gotta do this snap for her.
It's
bro.
Such a waste of
Enjoy
fucking time.
Enjoy your life, please.
Here's what you do. Please. Here's how you play it, buddy. You say to her, you have your Casablanca moment.
Yes.
You know, the train's taken off or whatever.
Who's the Nazis? Not sure who the Nazis are here, but
you
know,
you have your Titanic moment where you're on the boat.
Yes.
Goodbye!
You're waving.
Tears everywhere. I'll never come like I came with you. You'll have that whole speech. And then the minute the plane doors close, you click your heels,
bro,
and you have the best fucking time.
Please do not look back.
Have you ever been with a girl where it's like, have you ever like hooked up with someone and like, you know, there's like, they're going to be leaving?
Yeah, it's the best. It's the fucking best, dude. And you
it's
have
such a relief.
This now.
And the minute she leaves or like you go wherever you're going, I always make a point, like it's, if like I'm like if someone's staying with me for a weekend, and the minute they leave, I do a dance move after they leave, because I'm just like so, because I just think it's funny just
it
to
is.
Do this. If there was like a movie going on, like to watch someone, they'll be like, "I'll miss you so much," and then have them go away in the Uber, and then you're like, you know? But I'm just saying, like, this guy, go have fun abroad. The way you keep in contact, you are blessed. With it being 2016.
Yeah, man.
Like her shit on Instagram. You fucking have the best time.
Have the best
Anytime
time.
She messages you on Twitter or Instagram or however you guys get in touch, let her get in touch with you. Hey, how's it going? Are you having fun? Yes, the best time. It's so cool. We did this. We did that. How's your? And ask her questions.
Yes.
But let those come up naturally. If you're lonely abroad and you have a quick minute, send her a Facebook message. Just be like, hey, this is great. You know, I'm having a great time. How's it going back home? Checking in on school. How's this event going at school? And listen, let her have her fun and don't worry about her. You go have the best time.
Dude.
You should treat abroad like you're moving apartments. Shed some shit.
Yeah, man.
You can get rid of some fucking
You're literally
shit.
Going around the world. You get to have a chance to have like a magical new life for 6 months, dude.
You get to be
All
fucking James
off.
Bond
it's
in
incredible.
Australia. You're
I
want to
be you, dude. Like, that's how I'm thinking. I'm like, God damn it, I want to be you.
Also,
right now.
You don't want to be in the part, you don't want to be a dickhead when you know when you can avoid being a dickhead.
Yeah.
So
no,
right
don't
now,
be mean.
But I'm saying right now he has the option. He can go abroad, meet people, and meet chicks and hook up without any feeling guilty at all.
Yes.
Because he can set it all straight, and then you can come back and listen, when you come back, you're going to be, everyone's going to hate you because all you're going to do is talk about how great abroad was, and people don't want to fucking listen. You're going to be like, oh, my abroad friend was great. And everyone's like, we don't care about your fucking abroad friend. You're back at Iowa.
Yeah, for sure.
You know? Like, we don't give a shit about your new Australian life. Man. So I don't know. I think leave it behind.
Yeah.
And then you say to her, when we come back, we'll figure it out.
And you're going to get a back tattoo. Like, shit's going to happen to you there.
And
bro.
Henna all the time.
So much henna.
Change your name to Brayden.
People don't say henna enough.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Brendan_Fitzgibbons.
Yeah.
@Brendan_Fitz. Let's do one more email. Then we'll go to the end of the... We'll do. This has been great, though.
You've yeah, man.
Fucking
fun.
Awesome. Let's do Sober Girl. Dear Mr. Freed, an esteemed guest. First off,
I already like this person.
First off, feathered. That's all I wrote. That's great. I was recently at a friend's apartment hanging out and drinking. I met a girl there. I really hit it off with and exchanged numbers. Small issue. I don't know how to navigate around. She doesn't drink or do any drugs. Normally, I would invite her and friends to pregame or party, but it seems like that isn't the best option here. How do I go about arranging a sober hangout? Should I make plans to go watch the school basketball game, arrange a group study? Do I have my mom pick us up from the mall? I haven't had a sober hangout with a girl I like since middle school. Since I like her and don't want to just find a parking spot for my weak medium, should I ask her on a date? Please help, J-Train. What do you think? You ever dated someone sober?
I have not, dude, but I know friends that have, and that is a tough. I feel like every kind of connection I've ever had with a girl has been over alcohol.
Yeah, I hear you.
It's a magical.
But
elixir.
I also think this isn't his responsibility.
Yeah,
I think like you're not. I think the problem with dating someone who has their own, like who has like, I'm not saying, you know, is dealing with their own shit, is that sometimes you feel like, well, I have to be the hero for their thing. No, that's a part of her personality that you hit it off with. You hit it off with her while she was sober at a party where there was alcohol. So obviously she's making this decision consciously and feels good about it and likes hanging around with people that are her friends that do drink. So fucking live your life. Invite her and friends to the pregame.
Yeah.
She can have a juice. You know, like, I don't know.
Yeah,
like,
man, everyone loves a good...
You know what I'm saying? Like, she'll like you for you.
Yeah.
And you... The problem with this is when you date someone who has their own things that they're into, the first reaction is like, okay, I want to show that I'm good with their shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're going to like you for the things you like.
Right.
And you're going to liking them for the things they like. It's okay to be different. You don't have to be the fucking janitor for her shit.
Also, it's going to come out, man. You cannot drink today, but in 2 months, you'll be like, fuck this. I'm drinking around you. I don't give a shit. It's going
to
come out.
You have to be yourself at some point. So invite her. Do everything you would do and in a normal situation where you meet up with someone, but be prepared that she might say, hey, I don't drink. I really don't feel comfortable doing that event anymore.
Yeah,
you know, that might come out, but let her do that for you. She's a responsible adult.
Yeah, for
so
sure.
She can say to you, "Hey, you know, I don't drink, so I don't really want to go to the party where everyone's going to be huffing paint." You know what I mean? Like whatever.
Doing whippets.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, like I could see where she'd be like, "Okay, I don't feel comfortable at that," but so be ready if you like this person to be like, "Okay, you want to do a movie instead?"
Yeah.
Want to go, want to get coffee?
Go get ready to do a lot of NPR book readings.
But I think in the beginning, just I would act as if.
Also, I want to know if there's an important distinction if she used to drink and had a problem with it versus I just am now actively just choosing to not do it.
Yeah. Because
if she used to do it and now she's, I get that. Like, that makes sense to me. Like, I have a problem with it. I can't do it. But if she's like, I just don't like it, or I just am not, then I'm like, well, maybe you're not.
Maybe the personalities just don't match up.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
but I would encourage this guy. Don't treat her as it's like when you're at a comedy show, and someone I'm trying to make the connection that like.
All right, let's just say you're at the roulette table.
You're at the roulette table.
Let's just roll out this one.
Playing Kena. No, I'm saying what I'm saying is, there's racism in not doing certain things for certain races because you're afraid, you want to save their lives.
And they
there's inherent racism in treating someone differently because of their skin color.
Yeah.
Even when you're being nice.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
I'm not saying
it's paternalism. It's like you're trying to take care of somebody, but you're assuming they can't take care of themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't be the fucking parent for this sober chick. Let her fucking say to you, I don't like going drinking. Or be like, hey, come to my pregame with your friends. We're going to be hanging out. There's going to be, pregames aren't just to fucking sit there and inject yourself with as much alcohol as possible, even though that is what you do.
It is a lot of it.
I'm saying pregame is a social activity.
George Foreman grills.
Totally. Get a bunch of George Foreman
just
grills.
Just get a lot of George Foremans, man.
Yeah. Maybe invite George Foreman over. You know he named all his kids George Foreman?
Yes. And he has a shit ton of kids.
Women. He took a lot of punches, George Foreman.
Oh, man,
love
that's a good
that.
Point, dude.
I'm naming all my kids Jared. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Brennan Fitzgibbons, thank you for
coming
on.
Thank you so much, man. This is great.
Go follow Brennan at Brennan_Fitz. Fantastic comic. Go check him out. We'll be right back with Hypotheticals in the News. We'll be right back. Hey guys, welcome back. Brennan, thank you for answering emails. Fantastic job. So funny.
Oh yeah.
So good. at Brennan_Fitz on Twitter. Mansamp, thank you for coming on.
No problem, man. Happy to be here.
At Mansamp on Twitter, Mandatory Samson Podcast, every Friday here on the Labs Network. Big wedding coming up.
yeah, 27 days.
Major announcement also, I will be at the wedding.
Holy shit.
That's right.
Major, and with reviews. When you're on your honeymoon.
I'm going to be on the plane listening.
We're
going to
do a special J-Train reviews Mansamp's wedding. Right after the event.
It.
Very exciting. Let's do some hypotheticals. You ready? If you guys have hypotheticals, send them in. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Hey, Jewbag. Okay. Strong. I have a couple hypotheticals that are dividing my fraternity through its fucking heart.
Okay.
First one. Would you let a Victoria's Secret model of your choice fuck you in the ass with a strap on? And there's no guarantee that you'll get to fuck her back. But you will see her completely naked. Would you do it? And is it gay?
It's not gay, but I don't think I would do it.
It's definitely not gay, and I would do it.
Yeah.
I'm at that place in my life where I'm up for that kind of stuff, man.
Why not, right?
I mean, come on, dude.
You wouldn't do it, Mansamp?
You're getting married. I mean.
You're getting married. You can't even say
I'm in a relationship, and I would still do it.
Yeah, just the different
it's just,
of it. Like, and also, it's so funny how quickly, like, the whole, there's always the one dude in your crew when the ass shit comes up.
They freak out.
That, no, there's the freak out guy.
The freak out guy.
And then there's the scientist who's like, you know, that's where the male G-spot is. You know, like that. You know.
That is true. That, you know, like, that is the thing.
So there's something there. Yeah. And I'll be the scientist right now, and I'll let you know. I've had a finger up there, and
also,
it's like a new amusement park.
Do you realize that if you do this for the rest of your life, you can say that you were fucked in the ass by an angel? Like an actual angel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right,
like, man, you were fucked by an angel.
I you know, I would sit there. I would, like, in this situation, the Victoria's Secret model, if she's naked doing anything, I'm just there to.
It's
like being at the zoo.
That's what.
You know, like, I want to just see what the, you know, how they look.
Missionary or doggy style?
Oh.
This is very specific. Now it's feeling a little gay.
I'm out.
Missionary, because I want the whole show in front of me.
Yeah.
You know, I want the full Cineplex experience.
Yeah, I got it.
I want it to feel like the laptop's directly on my chest.
Yeah,
just like
point.
At home. He has a second one. The second hypothetical is there are 9 Victoria's Secret models. They must have been watching.
I know. How much do you guys like?
9 Victoria's Secret models and 1 homeless dude. You will randomly get a blowjob from 1 of the 10. You will have a blindfold on and your hands will be tied behind your back. Would you take these odds?
Wow. That's
an interesting
question.
Thought on the second hypothetical that came from my brother in my fraternity is that he knew there was a chance he was getting sucked by a dude that he wouldn't get his dick hard from the thought of that chance. Please help settle this debate. We literally have been talking about this all of the Cowboys and Giants game. I just like that there's like literal yelling matches about would you let a 1 in 10 chance of having the homeless dude blow you. What do you think?
I think I'm going to do it. I am wondering if like...
You do it?
I do it.
Okay.
I think I'm saying yes, dude.
What do you think?
Yeah, you got a 90% chance it's going to be a Victoria's Secret.
I'm no.
Wow. Whoa.
For this reason. Blindfold on.
Oh. What's the point?
What's the point? The blowjob is 50% ability to me.
Yeah.
50% ability with what's going on down there. 50% the show.
Yeah.
You know, I like watching the show. I'm sitting there.
Yeah.
I'm checking tape.
Usually what I do, I just the whole time I go, whoa!
Like you're on a roller coaster?
Whoa! There's one guy in that room when you just said that. You're like, blindfold, not doing it. He's like, I told you!
There's one I told you guy. Yeah. Let's do one more. What's up, J-Train? Longtime listener from Reading, Mass.
Nice.
Hypothetical, Chris and the guest. Would you rather have an open seat next to you on an airplane or sit next to a hot chick?
Oh.
Thanks for the constant entertainment. Go Pats. What do we think?
Great question.
It's a great one.
I love that question because I actually dream about sitting next to a hot chick on a plane because I don't think it's ever happened to me.
Never happened?
Never has happened. So I'm going chick, man.
Going
I'm saying
chick.
Yes, yeah. Dude, today's a day of yes. I'm going yes.
See, doesn't the flight length work into that?
Yeah, I mean, if it's LA. Yeah.
If it's China.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
I've done that flight. I'm going seat next to me.
Yeah.
There's no matter. Because here's the thing you have to think about. This is why, you know, it's the J-Train podcast and not Reading, Mass podcast, okay? What you have to think about is ball smell on a plane. Okay? You smell really badly after a long flight. When I got off the flight to China, I had my pants on and I could smell my balls.
Oh man.
It's a bad smell. So if it's a 2 hour flight,
yeah, Chicago.
Hot chick.
Yeah,
Chicago. If I'm flying to Chicago, I want the hot chick next to me. Set up plans for later that weekend when I'm there. But if it's like New York to LA, I'm taking the seat.
I could do 4 hours. But the other
four
thing.
Four max.
I could do four.
Yeah. I would flight to Denver from New York. I'm taking the hot chick. Anything above four, I'm going open seat.
I mean, because also then you also have to like be like, okay, you have to almost be on that whole time too. You want to be like,
you got
to
be
game.
On,
you got to be cool. You got to be like, was that a funny thing to say?
Yeah, and headphones on. And oh, I took them off by chance and said hi.
Every move you make, when you're judging them, okay, can I take a pen out? No, she's going to think I'm a dork if I have a fucking pen.
That's a lot of energy to expound, like to put out there for a longer than 4 hour flight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you guys.
Let's go to some news.
So I don't know if you did you see this, because if you didn't see it, then we won't talk about it. It was the Hofstra Sigma Pi, whatever. There was like a video or something that came out of these guys puking on each other. It was like extreme hazing.
I didn't see
stuff.
That.
I didn't see it.
All right. Well,
who's videotaping that?
Well, that's idiocy.
Why are you doing that? Who are you showing that and be like, oh, this is cool?
You
got to see what we did. We made people puke on each other. It's like, dude, it's like the mannequin challenge. You see the one where the mannequin challenge, it was these dudes with guns.
Oh, and they all got arrested?
And they all got arrested. It's like...
While they were standing still?
No, they were standing still with the guns, and they put it on Facebook, and they were like, we have your address,
right?
You know, to see if these are, you know, whatever. But, I mean, it's just like one of those things, like, what amount of likes do we need?
Yeah.
You know, like, what makes you feel good? You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't even... I don't know. I hadn't heard this.
Okay.
Story.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I mean, it's really just about like the hazing and whatever. But like from your experience, you didn't go through shit like that. It just seems
having
crazy.
Having people puke on each other?
Well, it's just this like sadistic shit that these guys are doing to each other. It's like, why do it?
I don't know. It should be fun. The hazing stuff, it should be fun at the same time.
And not lethal?
And not lethal. It should be fun and also like... something that you'll look back on and not be like, I can't believe I fucking did that. You know, like, you know what I mean? Like, you should look back on it with some sort of glimmer in your eye that is like, ah, oh, boys. Well, if there's any, here's the thing about hazing, obviously. When I joined my fraternity, they were like, we won't make you drink and we won't hit you. And I was like, those are two rules that I think are valid and great. Yeah. If you can't, And if you're out there being like, you don't make people drink, you know what I mean? If you can't get more creative than drinking and hitting, then maybe you're a fucking loser who can't creative enough to have friends. You know, like, you know, so those seem like good rules to me. And if you can't look back at hazing and be like, and say, boys will be boys, then you shouldn't do it.
No, you should never, no one ever said, human centipede, boys will be boys.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Human centipede.
We got any more?
Yeah, we got one more. People who frequently remove their pubic hair, they have an increased risk of herpes,
really?
Syphilis, and human papilloma virus.
Well, this makes sense because you can cut yourself, you get a little nick, you know, whatever.
Well, that's got to be
bleeding.
The point of
protection,
it,
right?
The point of what?
Pubic hair to begin with.
Is to protect you. Yeah. So I don't know. You shave or you go all the way?
I go like once every 2 months, I'll do some scissoring.
Scissoring?
I scissor, bro.
Really?
I use the scissors.
This is dangerous.
I know, man. Yeah, but it's a...
I'd be like, I would feel like I'm a surgeon... With the fucking heart surgeon.
Well, dude, I used a razor one time, and then I had to walk around all of Germany, and it was the most uncomfortable.
Put out your hand right now in front of you. Let me see how steady. Yeah, you
it's
got really a steady hand.
It's like a surgeon.
And they're tiny.
I'd let you scissor me.
They're tiny scissors, bro.
Oh, like the little tiny, like... Oh, I know what you're talking about.
What else is hilarious is that sometimes people will use them for other things. I'm like, don't use those scissors.
Hold on. So those are...
just like around my room.
Those aren't scissors you want to use.
Don't use those scissors.
So you don't growing up... I don't know about you guys. I want to know if you guys have... Growing up, my mom... Your mom cut your nails?
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
Until you're like 20, right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Last week?
No, I'm saying like when I was really little, my mom would cut my nails. And she never used a clipper. I didn't know nail clippers existed, so I hated getting my nail... She used a scissor, tiny scissor, for your pubes.
Yeah.
It was probably the same scissor.
It probably was.
But I'm saying she would use a scissor... And when you use a scissor, you can cut too deep.
Yeah.
So I used to hate cutting my nails because I was like, this is horrible. I would, like, you know, when you have like a short cut.
Yes.
I'd be like, my hands would hurt for a week and like, you'd go too deep. And then I figured out the clipper exists. And I was like, wait a minute, what the fuck have we been doing?
But they invented a product for that.
Yeah, this is a whole, when was the clipper created? Can we look up the nail clipper? The first day.
Yes. When do you think it was invented?
It better have fucking been.
I think
not
it was around,
when I was
bro, I'm sorry.
Five.
I think it was.
Oh well, it was definitely around when you were five. Yeah, but I think probably
and
like early
1900s. And I'm sitting there in Scissorville. Fucking hands. I can't even use my hands.
That is kind of insane. I don't know why she would do that.
Yeah, man.
What year?
The first patent for a nail clipper was in 1875.
Oh, there you go.
Holy fucking shit!
So you just made it.
Just got in under the wire.
You just got in, dude.
Oh, I'm so mad at my mom right now.
Fuck,
okay,
man, that's intense.
Brennan Fitzgibbon, thank you for coming on.
Thank you so much.
Fantastic.
Man.
Awesome. At Brennan _ Fitz on Twitter. Go follow him. So funny. Thank you for coming.
Thanks so much, brother.
Back.
Yeah.
Mansamp, thank you for coming on.
Thanks, man.
At Mansamp on Twitter and Instagram. Mandatory Samson Podcast every Friday here on the Labs Network. I'm Jared Freed. I'm going to do a couple shout outs before we go. Dearest Jew, happy Hanukkah, Dad. Before you light the menorah and spit the dreidel, I need you to give a shout out to fat_butt_frat. fat_butt_frat. That's a good name. That's on Instagram. Really, he's putting out a lot of good holiday content featuring himself and needs some love. Also, hey, Papa JT. I just had ACL and meniscus repair surgery, and I won't be able to walk for a couple weeks. Therefore, I'll be listening to a lot of podcasts. A shout out would be awesome since I'll be incredibly bored. If you want to feather my lady nuts, you can give me a follow. I give it. I should give it. Bailey Boo 2 on Instagram. She's Bailey _Hall. So she wants to follow her. So follow her and cheer her up while she has her surgery. Hope Bandstamp's wedding goes great. Keep
Thank
up
you.
The good work. Much love. There we go. So there's a couple of shout outs. If you want a shout out, send it in an email with the title shout out. I'm Jared Freed. Listen, it's a pleasure to do this every Tuesday and Friday. Keep telling your friends. Keep spreading the word. I'm JTrain56 on all platforms. We'll be back next episode. Boom.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. And find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Boom.